Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart, has sought to dramatically increase her stake in Fairfax Media. Mrs. Rinehart made an offer to fund managers after the markets closed yesterday. It's understood she's ended up with less than what she wanted, but nevertheless doubled her original stake of just over 4%. David Weber is speaking here to Perth-based financial analyst Tim Treadgold.
I think Gina is assembling a media portfolio which will enable her to have a greater say in national political affairs.
Do you think that journalists working for Fairfax would wear that?
I don't see how journalists really have an influence in what proprietors do. If the journalists who are there at the moment aren't happy, well, they'll get journalists in who are happy. This is the way the world works.
She is sort of following the model that Kerry Stokes has set up here in WA.
She is, but it was in fact the model back in the 60s and 70s that newspapers and television operated in harness until they were forced to be broken apart, and now they can come back together again. It's a pretty potent combination, putting together the major media types, so you can have your radio, television, newspaper and internet product and offer that to advertisers as a package deal. It's a pretty compelling sales point.
Would she necessarily be pursuing an anti-government line, an anti-federal government line?
I don't think so. I think she'd be more interested in certainly having a much more pro-mining and resource development line, and she'd like to see that argued more if the government of the day is opposed to that. And I don't think you can say that the current government is opposed to it, apart from the tax regime they've introduced. Then I don't think she'd get too involved in day-to-day politics. She would obviously want to see the mining industry get a much more positive spin in her media interests. But whether she can micromanage down to that level, that would be quite a challenge.
One of the rare occasions in recent years that we've seen her publicly speaking out is at the rally against the mining tax.
Oh, she's very strong on creating an advantageous tax regime for the mining industry. And that was one of her babies last year or the year before. You haven't heard much from her lately. She's adopted a much lower profile. She's got so much on her plate with projects to develop and family matters to resolve.
Could she afford to buy a greater share of Fairfax at a higher price than has been offered? Could she afford to buy it outright?
Absolutely. She could afford to buy it almost out of her petty cash tin. The cash flows she's getting out of the Hope Downs mine are very substantial. She's also just sold assets which have pulled in $3 billion in cash. Fairfax today, the entire company, would cost her 1.7. So she could buy it with half the cash she raised from selling interests in coal and iron ore mines.
Financial analyst Tim Treadgold speaking to AM's David Weber.